Time for our weekly conversation with Amy Wacholt, head coach of the Albert Lea girls soccer team. And they've had some very close games. They've come, I guess, just a little bit short of picking up their first win of the season. We're going to recap some of those games from the last week plus with head coach Wacholt. And Amy, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's go back and just recap a couple of games that took place the week before, or last week, I should say, and Rochester John Marshall. Just some quick thoughts. Back on Tuesday, September 13th, your team was on the road, and you lose this one. Was it 1-0?
1-0, yep.
Obviously, the team, and we're going to talk about some really close matchups in the last of four games. Give us some quick thoughts. I know it was a long time ago, but some thoughts, some thoughts on that game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, John Marshall, they're right up there. Whenever we play a Rochester team, you know, we know we're going to have to work hard. And that was a very, very evenly matched game. I was really proud of the girls. The goal that they got was just, we weren't marked up. So kind of our fault on that, which is okay, because when we know it's our fault, it's things that we can fix. We came out and played really, really hard. And it was overall just a really, really good game.
Now, on Thursday, September 15th, your team was at the Gus taking on your rivals, Austin. It's a 0-0 overtime tie. Give me, I guess, a breakdown. Did either team have some really good scoring chances in this game?
You know, we did. That was such a good game. And yes, being that Austin is our rival, we were really, really hoping to come out with a win that game. But it was also a very evenly matched game. I would say we actually held possession more and had more scoring chances. It was one of those games where, you know, I think if we would have kept playing, it was just a matter of time before we got one in the goal. It's really cool because we have this huddle program that we can live stream our games, and then it goes ahead and it breaks down our game for us. And when that was broken down and looked back, we did have possession more than Austin. We did have more successful passes. And so overall, I think we were a better team. We just couldn't get it in the net.
Now, Saturday, and let's talk about another overtime game. Your team gets beat by Fairmont at home 2-0. And we should mention, when you go to overtime, it's not sudden death. They put a certain amount of time on the clock, and you can score a couple of goals in overtime, and that's what Fairmont did in a 2-0 victory. Again, another heartbreaker. Your team forces the extra time, and again, it must be tough because your team is playing so well, just coming up a little bit short.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, that was a little bit more frustrating because we went, you know, 90 minutes scoreless. So again, another evenly matched game. Like, we knew going into last week, like, you know, we could either win 3, lose 3, tie 3. Like, it wasn't going into that week like, okay, this is going to be more of a defensive game. Our chances of winning are probably slim. We knew they were going to be evenly matched, but Fairmont, that was just a hard game. We were coming off homecoming week. The girls were tired. They played 90 minutes super hard. And then that overtime, we were just gassed. I had probably 4 girls had to come off the field with injuries within 10 minutes. So I was throwing in girls in positions they had never played before just to try to figure out what was going on. And that kind of was all happening in that overtime. So even though it was a bummer they scored not one, but 2 goals in the overtime, it was still a really, really good game, and the girls played hard. We were just done by that game.
Amy Wacholt, the head coach of Albert Lea girls soccer, joining us here on Kate Radio, recapping some of very close games, a couple of overtime games. One was a tie, one was a loss. And Tuesday, your game against Mankato West was postponed. Last night, you're hosting Northfield at the Gus, and another tough loss, 2-1, Northfield with the victory. Amy, give us your thoughts on that matchup.
We went into last night's game knowing that it was going to be even, that it could go either way, and that's exactly what it was. We were down 1-0 at half, and kind of an unlucky goal on our part. You know, playing on the turf, that ball really has some crazy bounces, and our goalie just kind of got caught off guard, and it went over our head. So it was kind of a bummer of a goal, but, you know, they happen. And then the other 2 goals were actually off of penalty kicks in the box. They had one. We had one. Kaylee Botcher scored our goal. And again, with that huddle breakdown, we actually had more possession last night. So it makes me hopeful though. Going into this year, I was really worried with the girls that we lost, how we would come out, but I feel like we've actually improved a lot, and we've kind of proved to some of these big nine teams that we're not just little Uberly. Like, we can come out and play and stick with the best of them. So unfortunately a loss, but the girls still played really well.
I'll say the morale must be a pretty good when it comes to practice again, still looking for your first win of the season. But again, you just look at the last four games that we talked about. I mean, your team is right there, well, with chances to win games. And that's got to be a big boost to everybody on the team.
It is. I think, you know, going into these games, you know we have to come out at our very best level. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't come quite out at our best. But I think the girls have stayed positive, and I've told them from the very get-go, you know, I'm never upset if we lose. We just need to continually get better. And as long as they do that and play their hardest and improve, even though a win would be nice, to score doesn't matter quite as much if we play our best and, you know, come out with everything that we have.
Amy Wachholz, head coach, Uberly girls soccer team, with us here on Kate Radio. And Amy, before we let you go, a couple of games coming up next week. Your team is on the road at Mankato East on Tuesday, on the road against Winona on Thursday. Give us a preview about next week's matchups.
Yep, they're going to be tough. Mankato East is sitting at first place in the conference right now. I think they're undefeated. So, going into that game, it's just mentality-wise, it's going to have to be a very hard defensive game. And our scoring chances will be few. So if we have a couple, we got to make sure that we follow through on those. And Winona, they're sitting right in the middle of the pack too. They've kind of come out the last couple of years and I think surprised a few people. So I think that's also going to be a very tough matchup. The rest of our games, we have one home game left and then we're on the road. So it's going to be a little tougher just being on the road too. But I think if the girls come out and play how I know that they can, I think that we will match up just fine.
Amy Wachholz, the head coach, Uberly girls soccer. And Amy, do you know the overall record offhand?
Right now we are sitting 1-6-1.
Okay. Remind me, where'd you pick up the win? I know we probably talked about this
Faribault.
Earlier. Faribault, that's right. You did pick up the one win. Okay, so one.
Yep, so we had a 5-0 win against Faribault, which was really nice.
That's right.
Yep.
So 1-6-1 on the season. Amy Wachholz, the head coach of the Uberly girls soccer team. Our weekly conversation here on Kate. And Amy, thank you so much for the time. Always appreciated. Have a great weekend. Good luck next week, and we'll talk next Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.